The Gemara Masechta Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis teaches us Rebbe, as he was leaving the world, asked for his sons Rav Gamliel and Rav Shimon to come see him. And the Gemara says, Amalahen Lebni Godla Nitzaruch. Rebbe said, I want to see my older son. Nichnas Rav Gamliel Etzlois. Rav Gamliel, as the Gemara teaches us, was Rebbe's oldest son, came in, Umasroloi Sidrei Nesius. As the Gemara had taught us, Rebbe had decided that Rav Gamliel should be his successor, and he was going to teach him how does a leader of Klal Yisrael act. Amaloi, so he told him, B'ni Nahoi Nesioscha Beramim. You should act in a strong way. You should act like a king sits. And he says further, Zroit Maraba Talmidim. Throw fear on the Talmidim. So the Mashah asks that the Gemara Masech the Brachis Daf Nun Hei Oman Aleph teaches us Shloisha Dvarim Mekatzrim Yomim V'Shnoisav Shel Adam. The three things that cause a person, Rachman Tzlan, to die early. Vechemem Hu Amanik Atzmim V'Rabbonis. So one of them is somebody who acts in a way as if he's very in an authoritative position. So how could Rebbe tell his son Rav Gamliel to act that way? So the Mashah answers, let's look at the words of the Gemara again in Masechta Brachos. He says the words of the Gemara Masechta Brachos are Hamanig Atzmai Berabonis. What that means is Hamanig Atzmai. If somebody himself acts that way, that's inappropriate. But if he's trying to teach others, and the most effective way of teaching others is by him acting barabonis, then there's nothing wrong. Any, asked the Gemara, is that the proper way to teach Talmidim? For Ksiv the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that's Yirei Hashem Yechabed, Vavamar, who does the Pasuk refer to by Yirei Hashem Yechabed? Ze Yeshafet Melech Yehuda, Sheyoroi Tamt Chochem, when Yeshafet, who was the Melech, would see a Talmud Chacham, he would get up from his seat, and he would hug him and kiss him, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari. He would show tremendous respect, and he wasn't Noig Atzmai Barabonis. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Ha, Betzina, Ha, Befresia. When we're in a public, and there's a public setting, so there it's important that the Rebbe maintain his position of authority. When it's not in a public setting, when it's just the Rebbe between him and the Talmidim, then it's not required that the Rebbe act that way. Rashi says, what's the definition of Zroit Mar B'Talmidim? Shetei Emos Chaleim. That the Talmidim should fear the Rebbe. So the Gra in the Sefer Ein Eliyahu explains that that's why the Gemara uses the words Zroik Mara. He says the Gemara Masechta Brachos that Samach Aleph Amud Beis says Kovit Kayes, when the liver gets anger, Mara Zarekes by Tipa Minchasai, a drop of gall, a bile, goes out of the gallbladder, and it calms down the liver. So that's what, says the Gra, was what Rebbe was telling his son. That even though he's showing a position of strength, it should be k'may mara. It should be like that drop of bile. It should be subdued. It shouldn't be too much. The flaw explains that when somebody begins to learn Torah, at the beginning, he doesn't really appreciate the geschmack of learning. After learning for a while, then it becomes geschmack. So that's what the Hafla says, was what Rebbe said. At the beginning, the Talmidim aren't interested in learning. And since they're not that interested in learning, Zroit Mar B'Talmidim. The only way you will get them to learn is sometimes by having to be tough. But after a while, once they accept that, then it's then you should not, of course, use that style of teaching. The Ksav Sofer, based on this Gemara, explains a Gemara earlier on our Amid. The Gemara says the Rebbe said, "Api Shimon b'ni Chochem Yoiser," even though Rebbe had two sons, Reb Shimon and Reb Gamliel, and he said that Reb Shimon is a greater Talmud Chochem, still he said Reb Gamliel should be the Nasi. So the question is, why did Rebbe have to give this introduction? Why did Rebbe have to say that Reb Shimon is a bigger Talmud Chochem? Which of course caused embarrassment to Reb Gamliel. He should have just said, "I have decided that Reb Gamliel should be the Nasi." So the Ksav Sofer explains, since our Gemara says that Rebbe in fact told Reb Gamliel, "Nahoig nesiyoscha b'Rama, zroit mar b'talmidim." So he explains, if Reb Gamliel were a truly great Talmud Chacham, then people would respect him for who he was without him needing to be zroit mar b'talmidim. It's only because Rebbe recognized that Reb Gamliel was not the great Talmud Chacham, that actually Reb Shimon was a greater Talmud Chacham than Reb Gamliel. So now he says, "I have a problem. I want the Talmidim to respect Reb Gamliel, but I'm concerned that they won't because they know he's not the greatest Talmud Chacham. They know Reb Shimon is a greater Talmud Chacham." That's why, in order for him to obtain his respect, he said, "Zroit mara b'talmidim." That flaw, in line with what we just said a few moments ago from that flaw, says the Pasuk calls Torah Choik u'Mishpat. Now, if we think about it, says the flaw, Choik and Mishpat are the opposite one of the other. Choik, we know, means a din, a rule that has no explanation. Mishpat means something that is understood. So what is Torah? Is it Choik or is it Mishpat? So he says that's Pshat. At the beginning, before a person has a geschmack in learning, the Torah is like a Choik. But after the person, and that's when the Gemara here says you have to be Zroit Mara B'Talmidim. After a while, when the Talmidim learn and come to understand the beauty and the geschmack of learning, then it becomes U'Mishpat. Korach says to Moshe and Aaron, "Rav lochem ki kol eid kulam kedoshim u'metoichem Hashem u'madua tesnasu akal Hashem." So, if we understand this, we need to understand this pasuk. What was Korach's theory? Korach's theory was that everybody's equal. There should be no one person in Klal Yisrael greater than the next person. So how does Korach begin his remarks by saying, "Rav lechem, that I understand you are the leaders, but you shouldn't have everything"? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that at times, of course, it's necessary to have a person who's a Rav, to have a person who's in a position of leadership. As our Gemara says, Rebbe taught Reb Gamliel, "Nahoid nesiyoscha b'Rama, zroit mara b'talmidim." In order that the Talmidim should indeed learn from you. And that's why, said Korach, "I understand why Moshe and Aaron need that. Why Klal Yisrael needed Rabbonim in that position." But now Korach was saying, as the Hafla says, "Rav lochem, you've achieved your goal. all of Klal Yisrael's Kulam Kedoshim, they're all on that Madrega. And since they're all on that Madrega, so there is no need anymore for Zroit Mar B'Talmidim. As the Aflos said, Chayk, at the beginning it has to be in the category of Chayk, but then it could transform into Mishpat. So if Kulam Kedoshim, if you, Moshe and Aaron, says Kairach to them, have been Baruch Hashem successful, and they all came to that Madrega, so you've done what you need to do, and now there's no need to be any more Zroit Mar B'Talmidim. On the other hand, I saw a letter from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner Zatzal wrote a letter to one of his Talmidim who was becoming a Rav in the city. So Rav Huttner says there was once a city, a small city, that they wanted to make sure that everybody should come on time to davening, everybody should come on time to the shiurim. So they decided to make a very big clock and put it on the top of the tallest building. So he said, what was their purpose? Number one is that everybody should see it. When it's on top of this tall building, a big clock on top of the tall building, everybody would see it. Another reason is they wanted to place it in a place where people couldn't tamper with it. If the clock will be accessible to everyone, they'll be able to tamper with it. Says Rav Huttner to his Talmud, who is now about to become a Rav, you are supposed to be like the clock of the town. On one hand, everybody has to look at you. Everybody has to watch you. And that since they have to watch you, your actions are critical. And furthermore, you can't be moved. Nehoig nisiyoscha baroma. You shouldn't, just like this clock is being put in a place and in a way that nothing could move it, so too should you not be able to be moved. So what we learn from this Gemara is that on one hand, Nehoig nisiyoscha baroma, Zroit mara b'talmidim, but on the other hand, as we just explained, and the Gemara actually says it, Habit Faresya but Sinna, there are different situations, and every situation has to be viewed independently. And actually, as the Gross says, this is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch means. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, Yerudeya, Simen Reish Memvav, Sif Yud. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Harav Shalimet V'loy Havinu Talmidim. If a Rebbe teaches a subject and the Talmidim don't understand it, Lo Yichas Aleim. He should not chas v'shalom get angry at them. El shoynav choyza adova kama pomim. He should review it. At shivinu oymek halocha. Until they really understand what he said. V'loy yoymer ha-talmud. Says the Shulchan Aruch. A Talmud has no right to say, Hevanti, I really understood what was taught. V'hu lei hevin. And he really didn't understand what was taught. El shoyl v'choyza v'shoyl kama pomim. He should ask over and over many times. V'myachas alav rabbi. And if his Rebbe gets upset at him, Yom Le Rebbe Tairihi. This is the Tairo, Limra Nitzarech, Vedati Katsara. I didn't understand it properly, and please explain it to me until I understand it. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph. V'lo yeit hatamid boish mechaveroi, shalomid pam rishoyna oshniya. One Talmud should not be embarrassed from the next Talmud, that the other Talmud learnt it once or twice, and he understood it already. And he, even after hearing it a number of times, doesn't understand it. If somebody will become embarrassed that way, it will turn out that he went to yeshiva and ended up not learning anything. And regarding such a situation, Chazal said, somebody who's embarrassed to ask can never be a proper Talmud. Like captain, someone who doesn't want to answer, melamed, cannot be an effective teacher. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, b'medvar mamurim, shleivina adava hatamidim adava mnei oimkoi. The talmidim didn't understand because the subject matter was very deep. Omnedatn shikutzara, they don't have the mental capacity to understand. Avlam nikol rav, But if the Rebbe can see shemisrashlim b'divrei Torah, they're just being lazy, and they didn't apply themselves, and therefore they didn't understand what was taught, says the Shulchan Aruch, then the Rebbe should get upset. Then the Rebbe should do, and could even be sharp, to make sure that they start learning. And regarding such a situation, says the Shulchan Aruch, is what Rebbe told his son, Rebbe Gamliel, Zroik Mar B'Tamidim. Lefikach concludes the Shulchan Aruch. And Roy L'Rav L'Nikal S'Rosh B'Fnei Tamidim. A Rebbe has to be careful how he acts in front of Tamidim. V'loy L'Shchayk B'Fnei, he shouldn't play with them. V'loy Lech V'Lishter Simam, he shouldn't eat and drink with them. K'dei Sh'tei Masai Mitalas Aleim. They have to have this level of fear of their Rebbe, V'yilmadu M'menu M'heira. And that will cause them to learn. However, I saw from the Pelayites, and the Gra, as I said, says that what is the makar for the words of the Shulchan Aruch? The makar for the words of the Shulchan Aruch is the Gemara that we just learned. However, I saw from the Pelayites that the Pelayites says that just like the Gemara in many places mentions different refuas, different medicines, but we know nishtanu ativin, that the medicines that are identified in the Gemara are not the medicines that one should use now if chas v'shalom one gets sick. So too, says the Pelayites, what was appropriate style of teaching and the appropriate way of a Rebbe and a teacher to act in the time of Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily what is appropriate nowadays. And as has been clear in the words that we said at the beginning of our shir, what Rebbe meant when he spoke to his son Rebbe Gamliel was he did not mean to tell his son Rebbe Gamliel, you have to be Zeroit Mar B'Talmidim. He says, as the Gemara says, Habit Sinema Faresha, every situation has to be weighed. And therefore, if it has been determined by educators that nowadays, or in this circumstance, that isn't the proper way of teaching a Talmud, then Chas V'Shalom, one shouldn't teach a Talmud that way. There's a tshuva from Rav Ozn Zatzal in Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Samach Dalet Sif Katan Dalet, where it's at a Beis Yaakov and there's a girl in the class who isn't acting properly. May the teacher, that's the question was asked to Rav Ozn Zatzal, get upset with her or even necessarily embarrass her, as we learned now in the Gemara. He says that there's no difference between boys and girls. But what is important to know, he says, is that we have to look at the circumstances. And the first thing we always have to do is always try to work with a hava, to work with love. Only when there are no other choices, and it's a situation where the teacher, the Rebbe, sees that that will be the effective way of teaching, then it's permissible. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tuf Tuf Kuf Nun Zayin says, what happens if a father has two sons, or a father and a son, and they can't afford both to sit and learn? One has to learn, and one will go to work. And one is more successful in his learning. So he says that isn't the only thing to determine who should go to learn and who should go to work. What we have to look at, says the Sefer Chassidim, is who has more Yerushmayim. And that's a very important part of our teaching. An important part of our teaching is to accomplish that our Talmidim should have Yerushmayim. And I saw a tshuva, in fact, from Menashe Klein in Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, where he was asked, can Maaser money be used to buy prizes for Talmidim? And he says, if that will cause that the Talmidim will learn better, then of course, Maisa money, just like it could be used to buy an esrig, and it could be used for other Dvar mitzvah, there is no greater mitzvah than to get Talmidim to learn. And if you can get Talmidim to learn by giving them prizes, that will make them have a greater geschmack in their learning, that is what one should do. Because we have to try to use the most effective means of getting Talmidim to learn.